Today we're visiting with big game biologist Bill Jensen, and we're going to talk about the two deer species we have here in North Dakota. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Bill, we have two species of deer in North Dakota. Explain the two.
Well, the white-tailed deer has a big white tail that it uses a flag for signaling family members of danger. The mule deer has large ears like a mule, and pretty distinctive, and that's where the names came from.
Bill, if you're a new hunter, a new deer hunter in North Dakota, and you draw a muley tag or a white-tailed deer tag, let's go over some of the characteristics. Let's start with antlers.
Once a buck gets to 2.5 years old, it's more distinctive. Younger animals tend to have just spikes or 2 points on a side. But adults with the mule deer, they split or bifurcated, and then they split again to make 4 points on a side. Whereas with a white-tailed deer, the beam goes up, spreads out, and then curves forward with tines coming out from the top, generally. And so the antlers are pretty distinctive, and that's what a lot of people cue in on. Other characteristics, as was mentioned, you know, the white tail has a big white tail. The tail on a mule deer is slim and almost rope-like with a black tip, but it has a large white butt for signaling.
So when you say signaling for danger, you said the white tail like flags the white tail for danger, and the mule deer just has that big
white butt for to signal to other family members that you know this is what to key in on.
Okay, are they both about the same size?
Yeah, an adult buck averages about 170 pounds. Adult doe will average 120 to 130 pounds. But they're like people. You know, there's all different sizes deer. And you can have a buck that's 120 pounds, or you know, they could go up to 300 pounds or more.
Okay, how about the color?
The color is pretty much the same. Mule deer tend to be a little grayer in color, particularly around the head and neck, top of the back. But they both have a lighter underside, white belly.
Bill, let's go over the habitat each species requires. Let's start with mule deer.
Mule deer evolved in the western United States, or continent, part of North America. And they primarily inhabited rougher terrain, the Badlands type habitat, or into the mountains. Whereas whitetail evolved in the eastern forests and take advantage of the hiding cover of forested habitat. On the prairie, they tend to do best in river systems, forested river systems.
And it's not unusual to see male deer in the eastern half of the state as well.
There's a gradient from west to east. In the core of the Badlands, it's like 95% mule deer, some whitetail. As you go east, it progressively gradates out to 5 or 10% on the Missouri Coteau and Drift Prairie. They do not extend really into the Red River Valley though.
Bill, let's talk about some of the habitat loss, especially for the white-tailed deer.
With large production agriculture and commodity prices, the larger machinery being used, a lot of the tree rows have been taken out in the eastern part of the state. Additionally, a lot of wetlands have been drained and consolidated. Those two habitats provide a lot of cover for fawning areas, and with the loss of that, we've seen decreases in white-tailed deer numbers, particularly with the loss of CRP acres.
And a lot of that is winter cover as well.
Cattails are very important winter cover for white-tailed deer.
Okay, Bill, let's move into one thing I always remember when I first started hunting was the way like mule deer run or hop or whatever you want to call it. Explain like the differences in how they move.
Well, as you mentioned, the mule deer have this bouncing gait. It's called stotting. It's a Scottish term for bounce. When alarmed, they will often run with that gait. White-tailed deer tend to, when surprised, they have an all-out run. They're just bolting out of cover.
Okay, and mating season is when?
The rut is a process. It's starting now in October. It peaks in mid-November and then gradually tapers off and ends in late December.
So real briefly, if I'm new to hunting and I want to know the difference between two species, what do I look for?
Look for the head, for the ears. The whitetail will have much smaller ears. Can be less distinctive, but the antlers on the buck, and then you know the tail. Note whether that it has a big white tail and it's a white tail or a slim, ropey type tail with a black tip, that'd be a mule deer.
A lot of great information, Bill. Thank you.